Low. When you hear that music, you know it's a natural dance. Oh, Tom Edison. Only single songwriter ever won for President of the United States. The most qualified individual. Expert in working with God, and I will do my best to connect the dots for you, all of you. You listening to the radio, you on the internet, and you out there in your spacecraft, if you happen to be tuning in. And I can't even imagine what you would be using to tune in to an internet radio broadcast. Do you have a device in your spacecraft? Is it called something? Do you call it a radio? do you call it a receiver? Do you call it a sophisticated invention if you're an ET? Well, so much for the silent ETs. And I always say, hey, this is a call-in show. The number here is 888-627-6008. And ETs are welcome to call in if you do those kind of things. If it's proper for you to communicate with human beings without violating the Prime Directive. You know, the real Prime Directive, similar to Star Trek Prime Directive. Well, I think you can talk to us. And you can call into a radio show. Come on, I'm challenging you. Call in, what do you got to lose? I don't think you took any oaths before you came to our neck of the woods, our neighborhood of the solar system, that you couldn't communicate, call into a radio show. Well, anyhow, the invitation is there. Anyhow, connecting the dots. Boy, was I connecting the dots this week, and you should too. There's so many people talking about planetary ascension, about raising our vibration of love. And these are all good points that need to be considered, and they're part of the total big picture in order to move into the next reality. And, of course, the word's out. We're not going from the third dimension to the fourth dimension because evil could follow us in there. Negative vibrations could just follow us into the fourth dimension. In fact, a lot of them hang out there all the time. So the Earth is being moved up into what's called the fifth dimension. I call it the, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. I've got this amazing book out there. It's called Connect the Dots Theory. You can get it on Amazon, iTunes, all those major players. It's available. And I wrote the book in plain English. It's an introduction to multidimensional realities. It correlates all the major things happening in the world. It identifies all the major sources of evil. Most people don't realize how many sources of evil that we're being bombarded with. Hey, the good news is there's good ET here, ETs, hanging around our planet, and they're removing some of the evils. I think the latest thing on the news, the non-MSM news, is George Soros is being dealt with by the ETs are dealing with an evil creature like that. And that's good news to hear, but there's so much evil, and you'll never know how much evil is being focused on the Earth because we're still stuck in 3D reality. And until you read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I've brought into the picture things that no one else ever talks about, because I did a lot of investigation and I found out, no, it's not just the devil. No, it's not just Satan. No, it's not just Lucifer. And no, it's not just reptilians. There's a way bigger list of evil entities, and we need to be, there's an old saying, know your enemy. We need to be aware about all that's being perpetrated against us here. Regardless if there's good ETs out there helping to remove a portion of it, we won't really be safe until the Earth is totally moved into the fifth dimension, and I call it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Get a copy so you really can understand all of this stuff in detail, because I go through great lengths to explain it in simple words. I refer to the dimensions, that we've heard about this for years. We've been hearing about this for decades. I refer to them as zones of reality, because I don't like using words that have two meanings. Like an average person, you tell him dimensions, he thinks you're talking about the length, width, and height of a box or something. Well, that's not what multidimensional, the word dimension means. You know, I call them zones of reality instead of the dimensions. So the Earth is moving from where in the occupying the first three zones of reality here on Earth, and we're going to, those who are in control of the event are going to move the Earth up into the fifth zone of reality. And all these zones, they're all interconnected with what's called interdimensional connection zones. It's a simplification of explaining it. I think there's a more technical word. It's probably in my book, but I just can't think of it right now. And everything is separated by veils of light. But the veils of light are put together with geometries where there's focal points of light that form the outlines of the geometries, and the energies are transduced up and down depending which way you're traveling. So that relates to, when you understand that, to go up on the number into the next zone or next two zones, you have to increase your vibrations. That's how it works. In the lower dimensions, things are vibrating slow. You know, it's called physical reality, which is really slow moving light. Everything is made up of light. You know, I like to go through this once in a while, because you should have been taught this in school, or at least in college, you know. Sorry, even in high school you could have been taught this, but, you know, we know what the program is. Keep the people dumb, they're easier to control. But anyhow, that's the reality. Everything is made out of light. You know, the electrons moving around, the protons, and all the quarks and everything else, these are all different aspects of light. And so, in order to move from the third zone of light, which is slow-moving light, up into the fifth zone, we have to raise the vibration of everything. It's called a recrystallization of all matter, is one way to put it. And the higher evolved beings will be doing the work for us. They're going to be operating on us, our individual bodies, and everything else living on the planet to raise the vibration. I heard the natural vibration of the Earth is up to 40 cycles per second the last time I heard, and I don't have a meter to measure it, so I have to kind of listen out there as to who's coming up with the technical aspects of that. And, of course, we're all supposed to do our part by projecting love. I have a famous, I call it a famous saying, that in my philosophical chapter of Connect the Dots Theory, you know, I have philosophy in this book, too, besides science and explaining multidimensional realities. I have philosophy. And one of my favorite statements to make is, projecting love will gather love. Others talk about, you know, mirror your love is a term I've come across. But I like mine better, I have to tell you. Projecting love will gather love. And love is the most powerful vibration in the universe. And when you put love out there, you usually get it back, you know? And, of course, you know, we're still in the third dimensional zone here, 3D reality. And there are certain evil creatures running around that you have to be careful. Sometimes you just can't project that love because in certain situations, you got to kind of balance the teachings of the famous Jesus. Whom I forget about your religious beliefs. I say he's the greatest philosopher that ever walked the face of the earth. He came up with the one statement: "Do unto others as you would do unto yourself." And that certainly relates to projecting love if you want to get some back. But you got to balance that statement with: don't cast your pearls before the swine or the pigs, because they will just trample on them and they will not appreciate what you're offering. So you have to use a little intelligence. While we're still in 3D reality here, surrounded by countless evil creatures and evil entities that we can't see because they're invisible spirits floating around without bodies. Yes, they're around us all the time, and they're just looking for weak-minded people to manipulate, mind control with subliminal thoughts. It's part of life on Earth at present, but we want to get away from this, and that's why we want to all do our part and help raise the vibrations of the collective consciousness of Earthlings. That's right, we're Earthlings. And while I'm talking about philosophy, we need to get away from this thing called government. You know, government is part of the problem, and I even can break it down as because I ran for president of the United States already, and I'm running under the basis that I'm the most qualified to be the president because I'm the guy who knows how to solve all the problems simultaneously. Years ago, I came up with a formula. I've always been interested in solving problems, and eventually I came up with a formula, which makes me the best at solving problems. It works for me. It doesn't matter if it works for you or anybody else. It might only work for me. I might be the only person in the world this formula works for, but it works for me. And it gives me the ability to eventually solve any problem. And that's a fact. I have never run across a problem that I couldn't come up with some type of solution to deal with it somehow, some way. Some problems you can't solve totally, but you can solve it to a point where it's not really a serious problem anymore. And we have some serious problems to solve right now. I claim chemtrails is the biggest problem. I have to talk about it a little every week because every day the human race is getting poisoned, not only us here in America, but let's just take care of us first here in America. Every day the chemtrail planes are out there spraying poison in the air. Eventually, the tiny nanoparticles fall down to the earth. We breathe them in. They get stuck in our bodies, go past the blood-brain barrier, and create all these problems, mental problems, you know, like losing your memory, et cetera, dementia, and all these things, and cancer. And it's all being caused now and accentuated by this brain of poison. And you got to wonder, here we are in the United States of America, or at least I'm in the United States of America, and this thing called government is supposed to be taking care of us. It's just totally ignoring this problem. And the news media, it's run by all the wealthy people in the world, the world controllers, New World Order. They are, well, they're the ones who want to kill us off. And that's one of the things they're using against us, the chemtrails. They will not say a word about this. And all the politicians are a bunch of cowards and afraid to do anything about it. That's right. If you're a politician out there, you're a damn coward, I'm telling you right now. Unless you put an end to your political correctness and stick your neck out there and do what your job is supposed to be, which is protecting us and serving the people. Well, allowing us to suck in poison every day and allowing planes to spray poison on us, you're not doing your job. That's it. That means you're a damn coward. And let me just address this to some people that are despicable. They're in government. John McCain, you're a fucking coward. How about that? You know, excuse my French, but because you just want to grandstand out there and talk anti-Trump stuff and talk your bullshit. That's it, bullshit. Because, you know, you got to have seen the chemtrails and you're not. You're filthy rich and you don't want to lift one finger to help humanity, help the people in this United States from being sprayed poisons on. I'm sorry I had to lose my temper there, but sometimes you have to just say these words to make the point, you know? And sure, that might not be projecting love, but I have, and everybody here, we all have a right to be angry at, to a point, you know, against these things called government, and that's what I say. Government is a problem. If we look into government, I have a statement that brings some light to where we should be looking. I make a statement in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, in the philosophical chapter, that people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. I'll say it again. People respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. Now, if we can comprehend that statement, we'll be able to work our problems out. And then we could tie that in with do unto others as you would want them to do to you. And we shouldn't have any problems. But meanwhile, we are being manipulated and abused by this thing called government. Government, as we've known it, has to be changed because, let me give everybody a short little lesson here. What is government? Well, government was invented by the 12th planet about 300,000 years ago when they began to enslave mankind. That's right. It was the idea that the rulers would rule over the slaves. And government was created to govern the slaves that you were going to be ruling over. And that's where the beginning of the thing that we call government began. And it has been perpetrated amongst the poor people of Earth and the primitive people of Earth for the last 300,000 years. And along came the kingships, another idea of the 12 planet rulers, who still rule from behind the scenes our world today. All the rotten, filthy, rich people who want to kill off 95% of society and who want to just use the poor people as slave labor, all of these key people that believe they're running the world, they carry the 12th planet bloodline. And they are nothing but proxies for the 12th planet, whether they know it or not. I don't believe they do. I believe they think they're really ruling the world. Well, they don't know the history of the world. We have a world 300,000 years of slavery imposed upon the human race. And it's still going on today to some extent. Now, we had a brief window of really breaking away from that in the 1960s. We can say it was here in America. And then with the music revolution that came out of England, the British invasion, it was a world-changing event. And for a short period of time, government was being used in a way to help the people. That was the high point of government. Well, shortly after the 60s, government started clamping down and taking away the rights. not only here in America, but in other places too, and is continuing on a downward spiral. So that's what government is. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. We, the human race, in the 1960s, we did our best to try to turn government into something good. But by the 70s, the whole ball game was being turned around because the world was still being ruled from behind the scenes by the 12 planets through their proxies. You know, famous rich people like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Who else is part of this ruling world family thing? Yeah, I think the Queen of England is the royal family there. New members are the Bush family here in America, the Clintons. You know, these, and when you become part of the world ruling families, you basically have sold your soul because you're serving dark forces. 12 planet beings, you know, they like to think of themselves as they took us out of the dark ages, yeah, into slavery. These are dark beings, really. I mean, I'm sure there's probably a few good ones there, but in general, the 12th planet, in my book, I make the key points here. You know, they practice black magic, you know. No qualms about it either. They set off nuclear weapons. Others have talked about this, too. Yeah, well, you know, why isn't this history of the world being told? That's why it's important to read my book, because it brings you some of the basic, most important points in regards to that. Sure, the detailed stories are all in, and that's where I started to learn about it. There were books by Zachariah Sitchin, one of the few people who has been able to decipher Sumerian hieroglyphics, we could call them. So anyhow, that's the little lesson for tonight. This is an educational show. That's a little lesson about government. Government is not good. It's evil, basically. It was started out as evil, and it's gone back to being evil again. And they're using the chain of command systems that we've set up within government. They're using it against us, and that's what keeps the chemtrail programs in place. Chain of command systems that are being wrongly manipulated by key people that are being mind-controlled by the proxies of the 12th planet and probably other dark entity spirit beings that just manipulate people for their own personal agendas. This is the reality we're living in. And in this reality, we have the responsibility for raising our vibration of love, which, for the average person, is difficult to do. I mean, those of us that catch on to the thing, the importance of ascension, the importance of getting, projecting our love to raise the collective consciousness of mankind, I think we're all doing as much as we possibly can. But we have a brain-dead population. At least over 90% of the population is brain-dead. There, people have been turned into sheeple. These people are totally lost in the matrix, the cell phone matrix, the high-tech matrix, and they're constantly being bombarded with negative energies. And they're caught up in the ho-hum of the daily rat race, and they probably don't even know how to raise their vibration of love. They're too much. They're being pushed from here to there, bumped around. They're overworked, overstressed, and when you're subjected to all that, it's hard to project love. But we have to try, and we have to try to wake these people up. As the saying goes, I've heard people mention, like, in the American Revolution, you know, back when America freed itself from Britain. Of course, some people say we never really did, but the American Revolution, something, I've heard the statement that only 3% of the people in America here went out to fight the British, but that was enough to beat them. And I hear one of the estimates now that, like, 5% of the world wants to wake up the sleeping 90%, and of course the other 5 are all sold their souls to the devil, as the saying goes. They're all part of the sham. It's the 1% controlling the 4%. and maybe the 0.5% controlling the 1%. And it's all being controlled way behind the scenes by the 12 planet and other evil ETs that know how to weasel in and take advantage of humans being gullible. Anyhow, so much for that. Hey, this is a call-in show, you know. You might be listening to the show, and you might have a telephone nearby. Well, the number here is 888-627-6008. This is a show where you can speak your mind and talk about things that are important to you, you know. And there's not every show you can do that on. And I don't insist that you have to talk about a specific subject. There's so many important things happening in the world today. You know, if you're a free-thinking person, you might want to take advantage of this. Call-in number is 888-627-6008. And just for the record, you know, I'm out there searching the tweets and everything like that, and I happen to be going through a lot of, taking notice of a lot of Pleiadian light workers. Yes, they're out there on, even on Twitter. And I tweeted a few things out. One of them is specifically, I asked them to call in this show because there were some certain things that they were posting out there that I have, you know, I'm a little not sure why they were doing this. When I've been, became knowledgeable about Pleiadian information over 20 years ago, and a lot of some of the new things I'm hearing, well, it's not quite what I had learned beforehand, and I was hoping this Pleiadian lightworker would call in so I could clarify a few things up, like, why are you saying this when I've heard that? And there are a lot of different points of view out there. One of the things, I'm sure there, you know, most Pleiadians are good beings, but I've heard this long, long time ago, over 25 years ago, that there's a certain small group of Pleiadians that are bad guys, too. No surprise, there's bad apples in every bushel, seems. So, there was some interesting things talking about the statement I came across today. The Dome of the Rock is an important connection site now. I have to question that information if that's true or not, because over 25 years ago, I was reading Pleiadian information from Pleiadians who were sharing experiences with humans, and all at that point in time, all the PowerPoints, it was mentioned that all the PowerPoints in Jerusalem have been removed and moved over to the United States. Hey, the good old USA. You know, if you look at how words are spelled, it's very interesting. You look at the word Jerusalem, in the middle of that, you find the letters USA. Well, isn't that interesting? Anyhow, I have a song on my song to Better Than Dylan CD. I call it Jerusalem. And in that song, based on the information that I obtained over 25 years ago from Pleiadian sources, I mentioned one of the verses talks about your PowerPoints are dead and you don't realize it. So then today I've gone across this thing. There's a Pleiadian supposedly here working with the raising the vibration of the earth groups, and there's a statement made about the Dome of the Rock being an important active connection communication point. I have my doubts about that because of what the information I came across 25 years ago, reading numerous books co-authored by Pleiadians. So there's always conflicting stories out there. I never ran across another creation story kind of being relieved by revealed by one of the light workers supposedly hanging around now to help us. It didn't ring right with the creation of story I know. I've heard this several similar creation stories to the one I came across today, but it's not the one I choose to believe to be the original creation story. It might be a creation story somewhere down the line through time somewhere. So I'm always coming across things that have conflicting. This one doesn't agree with that one. This one doesn't agree with that. And these are important things to consider because the deceivers are out there. You know, it was given, the information given to us, wow, in a book back in 1973, I believe. I talk about this in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, where it's revealed that so many of the fallen angels, whatever you want to call them, the dark spirits that are hanging around the earth, messing with human minds, are continuously pretending to be great human beings that we recognize as being famous for being in the spiritual world. Like, there's plenty of deceivers out there saying, yeah, I'm Jesus, I'm returned, and I'm here, and I'm with you, and all that. And it's, unless you hear about the information that there are so many deceivers out there pretending to be famous spiritual creatures of historic history or mythology, you're going to be deceived. Unless you do the ask the question three times routine. There's so much to know about protecting yourself from deceiving evil spirits. So I came across a lot of tweets today again, talking, I am mentioning the Archangel Michael, which I am skeptical of already. Sure, famous being the Archangel Michael, which there was a movie, I think, with John Travolta with him. He's supposed to be the Archangel Michael in that movie or something. So this name is always coming up, the Archangel Michael. And it's just coming up. I don't believe that the, I have reason to question, you know, a personality so famous and important as the Archangel Michael, I don't believe is going to be getting involved in tweets on Twitter. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me, you know. So I have to question that too when I hear it, you know. If you're not, I have all this extensive knowledge to draw off of, and you're a gullible human being, and we are gullible, you know. We can easily get deceived, because as human beings in general, we believe the first thing we hear. So if you haven't heard any other information about famous entities, you're liable to believe that the first thing you hear is true if you haven't heard anything else about it. But I have an extensive amount of knowledge long before I wrote my Connect the Dots theory, so I come across these things, tweets out here nowadays, and I'm very skeptical if that is the Archangel Michael, the famous one, talking. Then I've met people in life that they swear they're in direct communication with Jesus, and if you look at the lives these people are living, don't tell me you are, because if you were, you wouldn't be living the life you are. Not that I would tell them that personally, because I try to be kind to people, but, I mean, there is so much deception and deceiving going on. We all have to be on our toes, and we've been warned many times. In fact, back, if you ever read the portion of the Bible known as the Gospels, which are commentaries on the things that Jesus said in his lifetime and the people who were living at that time, one of his famous quotes is, he says that after I leave and I'm gone, and like you're waiting for me to come back, when you hear someone say, I'm in the next room, don't believe it. That's a warning that there are going to be deceivers claiming to be Jesus or the Archangel Michael or other important celestial beings that we have heard about before. Yeah, that's another problem I have with these people that want to go under hypnosis and relive past lives. I mean, it's possible they could be doing that, but I think most of it is, I don't care if anybody in the world agrees with me, I'm going to speak the truth, because I have a trained analytical mind. I know how to decipher the truth, and common sense tells me that, no, people, there's so many charlatans out there, they're telling everybody, you were Julius Caesar. That's a famous one that comes up in past lives, yeah. Well, everybody couldn't have been Julius Caesar, but that seems to be a famous choice by the charlatans who tell people, like, what they were in the past life. And I on top of that, apparently nobody reads the information I read, and nobody reads the new stuff seriously. You know, and I'm qualified to say that because I came across so much important information. Like, first of all, the explanation, the official explanation as to what goes on in the afterlife and what's possible and what's the procedures, for one, the official information given to mankind is that nobody comes back to the same planet. If you're going to live another life as a human being, you're not going to come back to the same planet because that's the way the rules are set up. All right? So most of these people that are told this nonsense that they lived here before, yeah, I was Abraham Lincoln. Oh, no, you were George Washington. And the next guy in Georgia, he was General Lee. And all this nonsense about you and these famous people from common history that, and all these women there, yeah, you were Cleopatra, and sure, that it's what I believe to be the real information says those are impossibilities. Then, I'm just going to stay in this for a minute more because this is the kind of person I am. I listen to anybody's story, and if it makes sense, I'll believe it to a point. And then when I come across some other information that makes 1,000 times more sense, everything's logical, I'll drop all the old maybe possibilities, and I'll go with the new information. And so I'm pretty confident that I know what I'm talking about here, and I believe I even know things that some of these celestial beings that are here to help us don't. No, and actually, when you investigate the information and go into the celestial authors who have communicated with mankind, you'll see that some of them know tremendous about the human race. They know everything about us, basically, and the other ones, they're at a loss for understanding us. You know, they still know more than us, but there are certain innuendos they haven't had the experience of grasping, probably because they didn't have the experience of personally dealing with us. Anyhow, I believe the information that makes the most sense. I've come across the information. Here's a topic that comes up often, you know, that people are always speculating, did Jesus have a child with Mary Magdalene and stuff like that. Well, I happen to believe the information that's based on the historical records of the universe, that it was an oath taken by Jesus before, and he does mention in the Bible for you Bible readers that he clearly says, I existed before the world began, and I don't have the time to get in the whole story of the more accurate story of who Jesus is. The Gospels are 95% correct. But they leave out so much information. And supposedly, he had to take an oath before he became born of Mary in the flesh as a human to live the life he did for the purpose of revealing the love of God, his mission. And he had to take an oath before he ventured on that, and that he was not going to leave any offspring here. So once I heard that information, and it was explained why, and it was explained that he was forewarned by his brother in the heavenly realms. Yes, Jesus has brothers in the heavenly realms that were sitting in for him on this mission of going to Earth, representing the Heavenly Father, and he had to take that oath. And if you know, read anything about Jesus and understand where his true devotion to the real God was, you know he wasn't going to break that oath. So that cancels out any crazy idea, though it's wonderful speculation that Jesus had a child with Mary Magdalene and his bloodline flows. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus is so powerful. He can inject himself into the bloodline without the physical interaction of sex with a regular woman. So that's important information to people understand. Let's stop with the fantasy stories here, you know? But if you want to believe it, whatever, it's unimportant. You know, I believe what I believe, and that's what I say. There's no way whatsoever Jesus would have ever had a child here because he had to take an oath before he came here that he wasn't going to start a bloodline. And there's some obvious reasons why that would not be a wise thing to do. And I think that's an important point. What can I say? Except, hey, one way or another, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. That's why we should all be looking on projecting love. But at the same time, until we're out of this 3D zone, that's, you know, we're in the swamp. That's why they want to drain the swamp. We're in the swamp, stuck with all these horrible creatures that want to kill us, destroy us, control us, you name it. And that's why it's important we, those of us that are capable of it, project the love to raise the collective consciousness of mankind so we can easily move, be prodded into ascending into the fifth dimension or the fifth zone of reality, the higher vibrational zone, the faster vibrating zone. That's the way to think of it, moving into a faster vibrating zone. And love is a vibration that is fast. It can vibrate. The higher we go, the faster it vibrates. But the vibrations of evil cannot follow us when we transcend into the fifth zone. In fact, there's books out there, information out there from celestial authors, and those are the ones I trust the most, because men are storytellers from way back, and the higher intelligence knows that, we're actually moving into even beyond the fifth zone of reality, maybe. Or perhaps it's some of us will move past the fifth zone. Some of us will be moved into the fifth zone of reality. And, of course, the bad dudes are not gumming along, thankfully. Whatever is in store for them, as the saying goes, the places have been prepared for evil, and hopefully we'll leave that all behind. The thing about I wanted to talk about is science fiction movies. You know, it's important. If you don't like science fiction movies, you need to change your attitude, because we can learn a lot about what's happening now from watching the older science fiction movies, because like there's that prime directive, there's rules of play by which higher intelligence can communicate to the lower intelligences, that's us, or the evolving ones, that's us, via indirect methods. Now, if a higher consciousness reality or personality, as they're called, wants to get some information to involving human race like ours, they can co-create the plot or story for a movie that's going to be produced. And science fiction is a perfect venue for that, to put forth ideas indirectly about what we might need to watch out for, or something that's been planned that's going to be harmful to us in the future. And I think science fiction movies are being used for that purpose. And I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I talk about it every week. The book was written to help mankind evolve, to help us become more conscious of the bigger picture, which will help us break away from the hum-ho routine of physical reality, because in order to evolve, we have to move on beyond this. You know, that's why it's so stupid for people to worry about lengthening their lives in this reality, because why would you want to stay in this reality? You know, your body gets old and it wears out, and then you can't enjoy it. You know, this reality was meant to enjoy when you're younger. Thankfully, I've enjoyed every minute of my life, and I've never stopped enjoying it. I started at an early age. But these crazy ideas of these rich people, they want to live forever. Well, why would you want to live forever in this reality? As soon as we move into something like the fifth zone of reality, we're in eternal time. There is no time. We have all the time in the world, as the saying goes, at that point. And we have new bodies that don't require all the maintenance that the bodies down here in physical reality require. Life is so much easier. We don't have the stress of evil gnawing at us every day of our life, attempting to trick us, interfering in our lives. So, science fiction movies are an important thing for people to get interested in and see. In fact, even regular movies sometimes, you know, I watch, truthfully, I watch all the reruns from things, shows from the 60s, because that is one of my, I believe, the favorite, I recognize it as the most enlightened part of humanity, the 1960s. From that point on, once we got into the 70s, it's been a downhill trip, you know. Things, government started clamping down, taking away rights, making our lives miserable, and just keeping at it to where we're at today, where they've really screwed everything up. So anyhow, the other day I'm watching this Batman rerun. I'm sure people have heard about it. You know, Batman, Batman. Well, anyhow, there's an episode where every episode there's the bad guys, you know, pulling off capers. And this one in particular, they use sound to knock people out. Not necessarily kill them, but they knocked them out with sound, which is bringing out a point. This is what we're up against today. We got the new 5G antennas going up. We got the repeaters they're putting in people's neighborhoods without your permission, that are broadcasting negative frequencies into your house 24/7. And this sound is going to be detrimental to your health. Like I said, I've warned people all the time, if they put up a 5G antenna or a repeater next to you, you better get out of town, or you better go out down and get the antenna dismantled somehow. We need to plan for this, because they're growing up everywhere, and they're putting the power cables in to use these things for high power broadcasting, which will not only knock us out, but kill us or cook us. They can cook us in our homes right now. Which reminds me, if you will pay attention to the pictures in the last week or so from the California fires, there's plenty of pictures out there showing homes melted to the ground and dozens of homes melted to the ground and trees around them not even burnt at all, not even a little, totally untouched, right next to houses that are melted to the ground. The only explanation is people who have the military groups that have access to these directed energy weapons are targeting, playing target practice with people's homes. These are people without souls, or they're, I don't know what to say, but, you know, the word is out there, probably using it, able to do this in satellites nowadays. And, of course, there have been science fiction movies that have put that out, that they can target you where you are and kill you from the satellite, especially if you have a tracking device on you, or you're walking around with your phone on. Yeah, they'll pick you up. They'll know exactly where you are if you've got your phone on, you're walking around. If they want to send a directed energy beam from a satellite in the sky, they can kill you where you're at, pretty much, unless you're hiding in a cave or something. Again, science fiction movies are important to be watching because there's another one I can think of. I mentioned in my book, Mad Scientist, it wants to control people's minds through food. You're putting things in the food to control people's minds. I mean, it's probably going on today. We're just not onto that one yet, but the technologies are here to do these kind of things. And if the technologies are here to do them, there's going to be idiots or evil creatures doing it. We have to protect ourselves and be wary about these things. Well, again, hey, there's still time to call in. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you're listening to the show and you don't want to call in, call up a friend and ask them to call in. You know, I know there's some people out there that want, got something to say about something. Hey, if you're out in California, you know, it's, I don't know, 10 minutes to 11 now, not that late. You people have all kinds of bad things happening to you out there in California. Plus, you got a governor who's like, I don't know, brain dead. I don't know what to say, but as far as science fiction movies goes, that's there was another one, I think I saw something from a 60s show. There used to be a group called the Monkees. It was like, a group created to kind of like relive the fame of the Beatles, and they were in the 60s, and they had some rock and roll hits, and they became pretty famous, and they would have an episode on it every week, the Monkees. And they would, you know, act like they were Beatles or something like that, and they would have little adventures, and one of them, aliens from another world, plant creatures or something, I think it was called the Protoss or something like that, plant creatures, they're coming here to take over our world, and they created monkey look-alike clones who would take over the monkeys, and they were using mind control also. Plant creatures using mind control. Well, there's plenty of mind control going on today. So there's another little episode warning us about things that would definitely be happening in the near future. And so let me just go from that to a poem. I believe I've read this poem before. It's out of my book, Connected Dots Theory. I call it Speaking of Observations and Comprehensions. And it goes like this. those of us who understand, we see the sickness that plagues this land. This disease that eats away at our common sense is becoming a social epidemic. This 1984 scenario perpetuates itself, feeds on itself. As evil stalks at all our doors, the tension becomes much more. The final battle between good and evil has begun. It's time to take sides. There's nowhere to run. Is it all in vain? Who is to blame? It has been planned that way, they say. A plan devised for our demise. The monsters from Maple Street are everywhere. The Twilight Zone warnings are becoming realities. We the people are being led down a one-way, dead-end street. The laws themselves are entrapments, and for the enforcers as well. None of it makes any sense. Has logic been entombed in cement? Too many rules and regulations, the phony situations plus more frustrations. Guidelines for the enslavement of the human spirit. The creatures from beyond time and space have infected our minds with their flypaper holographic projections. They've already dulled our intuition, tainted our nutrition, and tricked us into believing in fatal superstition. Like some evil Pied Piper, these invisible entities beckon us to our own self-annihilation. We sense that something is wrong, and in our panic, our collective minds create fear-based living thought forms that subsequently manifest their own suffocating realities. These evil beings from afar, they've given us more than enough rope to hang ourselves. These devils in disguise have given to mankind the blueprints of plans designed to fail. Have you noticed how the people are being turned into sheeple? As I speak, they're putting you to sleep. Yep, it's time for everybody to wake up. It's time to turn off the TV and the cell phone and clear all the clutter that's clouding your mind. While there's still time for you to regain control of your mind. And that's a poem I wrote a long time ago called Speaking of Observations and Comprehensions. And actually, the Pleiadians been warning us for decades to get rid of the TV, and of course now we have the cell phone, which is even worse in brainwashing people. Well, all I gotta say is, projecting love will gather love. And geometry is a key that can be used to unlock doorways that lead to the other zones of reality. And a word to the wise, never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. Your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. Those who seek truth gain the attention of the legitimate overseers of mankind. These overseers of mankind, these invisible revealers of truth, expose us to clues regarding hidden realities to cause us to think, and thereby provide people with the opportunity to evolve via their own reasoning ability. the way it should be. And let's never forget, in all ways, in one way or another, all things are connected. A little bit of common sense on top of that. There is no one book that reveals all truth. How could there be? Reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. And that's why I tell people buy Connect the Dots Theory. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, available on Amazon, iTunes, whatever, all the places. Because it'll teach you how to learn to think for yourself and figure out riddles for yourself. And a little bit more of wisdom. It's not so much the ideology that it determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as to its success or failure. And let me just remind everybody that the burden of proof lies equally on the shoulders of all those whose agenda is simply to disprove something. And it's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everyone. It's actually in New York here, where I'm talking from. It's almost 1 a.m., almost 2 a.m., in fact, it is 2 a.m. Sunday morning, the end of the show. So it's Christmas Eve already. So Merry Christmas, everybody. And if you haven't bought all your Christmas gifts yet, please support my contributions that I'm trying to make to mankind by contributing to the efforts I put in putting my two albums together that are available at the CD Baby Music Store. Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. They make great gifts for everybody who likes music. Songs Better Than Dylan. Great songs like Jerusalem, where I talk about the points, power points. They've all been removed. This is important information. Songs like It Is Easy. It is easy to give love. It is easy to be kind. A message for our human race. And American Party Songs. that's not available on CD, but it's available on download. And you know the amazing things about songs today. Like you go to a place like cdbaby.com, the CD music store, you can listen to 29-30 seconds of every song, and you can buy each song individually for 99 cents. I mean, things like that you couldn't do years ago, but you can do it today. So I guarantee you, if you go and check out my stuff, listen to the 29-30 seconds of each song, you're going to want to buy some of them, if not buy the whole album. Songs Better Than Dylan and American Party Songs. And so much for that. I will be coming out with DVDs in the new year. And like I said, it's at the end of the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. I ask the listening audience, find some of your friends that are willing to call in. Because I just love talking to people, because you never know where the conversation is going to lead, and that's living life to the fullest. Okay, if you listen to the show before, you know I end the song. There's an instrumental song, which is actually the end of a song on my American Party Songs, the name of that. The guitar solo at the end, are you the party in kind? How about that? Maybe you are. And followed by one of my favorites on the survey here in New York for months now, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. And if you listen at the end of the song, I claim it's the only song that has a galloping horse at the end. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and you're going to bring the show to an end. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.